This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! MIT! It could be! Yeah!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
All right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back in the building another week. We are live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Online streaming, ratpacksports.com, and also on the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We're in the building another week, bringing you the best there is in sports talk and entertainment on a weekly basis. And we got a lot to talk about. We're going to cover a lot tonight. We have two more professional sports that has started their regular seasons. We don't talk about preseason around here. Not really. But NHL has started. And NBA started last night. And we're going to have Nicholas Lane on to talk some NBA. He's very excited to talk some NBA, and especially last night. You know, they like to open the season up with the main course meal, so to speak. So front and center before a lot of the other games got going on last night, you had the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors playing each other. And, yeah, the Lakers so far, they're 0-7. If you want to count the preseason, I'm going to count the preseason because, you know, there's a lot of hype behind the Lakers, especially with them picking up Russell Westbrook, which I'm going to go on record right now. You can go back to past shows where we spoke about this, and I think this is a bad move for Russell Westbrook. I know it's only one game. I know they, you know, preseason only played six games, but to me, Russell Westbrook is a natural point guard. He's not really a volume. He's a volume shooter, but he's not a consistent scorer. But the everything else that he could give you, you know, rebounding, bringing the ball up court, assist, he's become more of a natural point guard than what he was early on in his career when he was really just looking to score points. Now he's getting his teammates involved and playing more of a point guard role. Well, when you're on the team with LeBron James, you really can't be a point guard because LeBron James is the point guard. He is the offense. So when him and Russell Westbrook is on the court together, it's not going to work. And you're not going to get much out of Russell Westbrook because Russell Westbrook is not that dude that's just going to stand in the corner and wait for a pass. He's never been that guy, even in the OKC days when he had James Harden, when he had, Kevin Durant. He was never that dude. So to ask him at this point in his career, after the last 4 or 5 years, he's averaged pretty much a triple-double for the season, I think it's a bad move. I don't know who his people was that convinced him into making a move to L.A. I would have stayed in Washington. I know you're looking at it as in championships, but let's be real. The Lakers are an old team. They get older and older every year because they give up young talent to bring in old people. So when you do that, you're not opening the window. Every move you make like that, you're closing that window. And the window is closing, man. The window is closing. Like, I don't care that LeBron James has done what he's done for 17 years, because every year at this stage of your career, it's a new year. And every year at this stage of your career, you get older. Your body breaks down a little bit more, and father time sets in. This dude has been in the league, 18, 19 years or something like that? Maybe even 20. I mean, he's been in there a long time. He's been in the league since he was 17, 18. And he's now 37. So, yeah, 20 years. It's a tough move, man. I mean, last night, for Russell Westbrook, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Just like it didn't work with Rajon Rondo in L.A. because Rondo is a point guard. He needs the ball in his hand. He's a floor general. Westbrook is a floor general. So we're going to get Nicholas Lane on here later on, and we're going to discuss it with him, see what his thoughts is. I'm pretty sure we're going to be on the same page. I'm pretty sure we're going to be on the same page because we usually always are. Not that we try to be, but we just kind of think alike, in a lot of these situations we've had, discussions on multiple amount of times, with this stuff. So we'll see, man. I know it's only one game, and they always say don't exaggerate just after one game. I'm not really exaggerating because I'm not a Lakers fan. So for me, it's not an exaggeration. I'm just telling you, I'm just telling you how I see it. I could be wrong, but in this situation, I am not so sure that I am wrong. I'm just gonna put it to you guys like that. I'm pretty confident in that department. Just because I've watched enough basketball and I've seen, you know, where Westbrook play ball quite a bit. And we'll see. But I don't think I'm wrong in this situation. So man, what is going on? You know, I hate resetting passwords and I'm trying to get into stuff. So let's see here. Let's see what's it's been locked. Crap. I'm gonna have to dang man, I hate doing this. I really do. All right, so we're going to get into that as well. I'm going to go to my source, my website of sources. I can't give you guys that information because I just can't. Man, get out of there. I wasn't even trying to go there. Typed in the wrong letter. All right, we got Major League Baseball. Going on as well with, you know, the division series. Braves are up 2-1 on the Dodgers. I like to see that Atlanta Braves team do away with the Dodgers because I don't like them. So they beat my Rays last year and I'll never forget that. But, actually, the series is tied. Astros are up 9-1, top of the ninth against the Red Sox. The series is tied 2-2, so Astros will go up 3-2 in this series with one game left to put away the Red Sox. Hold on, man. What? No, this happened yesterday. Hold on. I'm reading this thing all wrong. Yeah, this was yesterday. No, that is right now. Yeah, that's right now. Both games are playing at the same time. Oh, okay. I thought I was saying something wrong. Braves are up 2-0 now. They've scored another run in the top of the second. And this Astros game is all but over. 9-1. Bottom of the ninth. So you can almost pencil that. That's over. That is over. So we're one couple games closer to a World Series. Looks like the Braves are they're up 2-1, but I think the Braves are a really good team, and the Braves have a good chance in this series to win it. So that is Major League Baseball right now. Not a whole lot going on as far as, rumors and stories going on around the league. It's just, we're in the middle of the postseason, so not going to get any juicy news or anything like that going over. But you know what's funny? When you're over on ESPN's website, you scroll over to the three dots, they got all the other sports. You got MMA, you got WWE. I don't even know what chalk is. I don't have a clue what that is. They got G League up in here. They got recruiting for basketball, recruiting for football, rugby. Little League World Series, college sports, which is probably just everything other than college basketball and college football. They got CFL. And I see no AEW. ESPN. I know y'all probably got some type of handshake deal with the WWE, but there's a new sheriff in town, and that sheriff's name is AEW. If you're gonna cover WWE, you better make sure you cover AEW. All right, that is all I'm gonna say on that. That is all I'm gonna say on that. Did anybody know Roman Reigns looked like CFL? That looked like an Edmonton Eskimos or whatever the name of the Edmonton CFL team is. But it looks like Roman Reigns played a little bit of pro football. Don't really like him. Don't know. Don't ask me why, but I don't like him. Let's see. Oh, they hit it. Look at that. They do have something on AEW on here. Jorge Masvidal delivers fly knee kick to Jericho on AEW. Well, I missed that one. Yeah, but still, give AEW their own page. I mean, we don't want to be sharing pages. You know, with WWE, those other competition, that is the enemy. So we don't share pages with the enemy. Just saying. All right, so haven't watched AEW in a few weeks. You know, they've been off on Wednesdays due to Major League Baseball playoffs, and they do come on Fridays, but normally Friday nights, you know, I'm not really watching. I haven't started watching the Friday night AEW show yet. So I can't give you anything on that show particularly on Fridays in the last 2 weeks. Wednesday nights has been out just because of, you know, the Major League Baseball postseason is on TNT, and, you know, that's how that's going to go. But we're also going to get into some NFL action from last week. We'll discuss that as well. Mr. William Grace will be giving us a call, and we'll get into that. We're going to talk about some of results. We're definitely going to get into the Monday night game, which I thought the head coach for the Bills made a bad decision. I thought he made a bad decision. As good as they were going on offense, personally, me, I would have played for the overtime, and then if I didn't get the ball first, I would have made a stop and then run down there and scored a touchdown and ended the game. But you cannot leave points on the field. I know you want to win these games in regulation and put them away, but they don't always work out in your favor. And sometimes without you wanting to, you have to play for overtime. And, I felt like they made a bad decision not playing for the overtime, because, I don't know. I mean, you confident. You got Josh Allen. You know, your quarterback, you would think, should be able to pick up, what was it, a yard, a half a yard or something like that. You would think your quarterback would be able to pick up that. The quarterback didn't pick it up, and they ended up losing the game. because of it. I mean, 12 seconds left in his fourth down. I can see if it was third down and you say, you know what, we're gonna go for this on third down, and if we don't get it on third down, we'll kick it on fourth. Nah. They pulled off the old, we're gonna go for it on fourth down, and if we don't get it, game over. Sometimes it don't work like that. Just saying. That is all I'm saying. So, in that situation, me personally, I am kicking it, and that's what I'm doing in that situation. I have a good team, and you should be. You know why you do want to be confident in your team, and he did show confidence. You know, in his team, at that point, you really. Got to be better in that situation and realize, you know, let's just play for the overtime and then we'll take care of business in overtime. If we don't win it in regulation, we'll take care of business in overtime. That's what I was thinking. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was thinking. And it's a shame, you know. I mean, Buffalo really got a whole lot to worry about because the rest of the AFC, you know, Patriots, over the last couple weeks, you know, they've lost quite a bit of close games, so they're under 500. Miami Dolphins are absolutely trash. And who else is in that division? Jets, you know who they are. So they know they got the division wrapped up unless the New England Patriots, which they could, go on a little bit of a run here, you know, in the middle stages of the season and string away some games. But I still think Buffalo is in control of this division. So I think they should be, I think they'll be just fine. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. And, yeah. So, we're just going to keep chugging along here. Give me a couple of seconds, man. I'm trying to get something done real quick, and I have to kind of take my eyes off of this. But we do have NBA on right now. You know, we do have it on right now, and we will continue to talk NBA. Like I said, Nicholas Lane will be on here in about 45 minutes, around about 9:30, to talk NBA. Mr. William Graves will be joining us. We got Boston and New York on the TV tube, on the tube here. So instead of AEW being on the tube, we got a little bit of NBA on the tube. And so I'll be giving you guys some updates on those games throughout the show. and I'm getting this, getting ready to send out this listener's link. Whenever I could get all this stuff situated, where is my pictures? Jeez. All right. I'm gonna just use one of my old, where is it? I'm gonna just use one of my old pictures here. Is that it? Yeah, we just gonna use one of the old pictures here. And, that's not bad. Post that. We're gonna share it over there. And then we're gonna share it on, man, what? Hold on. All right, so can I share it? Yeah. There we go. Yeah, so let's see here, where we at. Okay, we almost at halftime, Boston 57, New York 54. Think that's it, right? Yeah, that's it, that's it. All right. You gonna learn today. All right, so we're here, man. Sorry about the little silence and everything. I'm just trying to get all these links and everything put out for the show. What? All right. And also, yes, you got a couple more NBA, other NBA games. We got Orlando Magic playing San Antonio. We have Chicago and Detroit. I expect Chicago to have a decent team. We'll get into a lot of this when Nicholas Lane comes on. We'll also get into some college football. There's some disturbance going on in the world of college football. More NBA news. I don't know how true these rumors or reports are, but for some odd reason, I came across this report earlier today about Zion Williamson. I'm not 100% positive that this thing is true. I know Zion is naturally a big dude, so it's easily believable that you could put on this kind of weight. But rumors are that Zion Williamson checked in at about 300 bills before training camp. So I don't think he's playing tonight. Yeah, he's not playing. So do I have we spoke about Zion Williamson before he was drafted. And, you know, they talked about his weight, you know, being a problem when he got into the league. I'm not so sure if they're just making a big deal of this because he is a big dude and they're saying that his body may not be able to take the pounding of the game. He ain't the first big dude that's been crazy athletic and can jump out the gym that has played basketball. So I know they put, I know he's a franchise guy and they're paying him a lot of money. But I kind of feel like they're babying this dude a little bit because he sat out a lot of games. He's, you know, had the knee issues last season as well. He sat out some games last season. He's been spotty on his playing time. You know, when he's out there, he's good. You know, he's good. He's productive for him when he's out there. But it's right now, it's just a matter of if they can get him out there. Or keep him out there. So, let me see here. So, he's just having all kind of injuries, man. So he has some type of foot. Let's see. Zion Williamson. Honestly, I didn't even know the dude was hurt. So, that is that. I really didn't know he was hurt. But, I'm reading here from Sporting News that he had foot surgery in the offseason. Me, William Graves, Nicholas Lane, we spoke about a lot of these, you know, younger athletes, you know, not having the right, you know, people in their corners when they're drafted and people giving them bad information. People just doing what they do. You know, mooching off of somebody else's success, being yes man, you know, not really telling these guys the right things or not telling these guys what they want to hear, not telling them what they need to hear. Just bad representation all around. So me here just looking at this thing in reading, and that's I'm looking at this article here. This is Sporting News. I'll throw the link to the article up, and I'll post it on. Actually, I'm gonna have to grab this link and do it on my phone because I got everything synced up on my phone. But I'll throw these links up on the social media websites, Facebook, Twitter and such, so you guys can check it out, you know, when you listen to the show. But apparently they had media day on Monday, and the vice president, executive vice president of basketball operations, David Griffin, revealed that Zion is still recovering from an off-season surgery to repair a fractured right foot. When did he have these surgeries? Like, you had five, I don't know, man, because you see in the NFL with Michael Thomas, who knew he had a problem with himself, and he waited until two months before the season to start to have his surgery. So I don't understand why these dudes have a whole offseason, why they don't have these procedures closer to the end of the offseason opposed to the beginning of the new season. Sometimes it's a strategy. Sometimes it's bad advice. Other times you do it to try to get back at the organization, like kind of like what Scottie Pippen did, you know, when he was in Chicago, where he knew he had to have a procedure done, and he literally waited, and you know, until right before the basketball season to have his surgery, and he had to sit out until about around Christmas. If you guys seen The Last Dance, they talked about it a little bit in there. But apparently Zion had off-season surgery to repair fractured right foot. Griffin said that he should be ready by the start of the season. Well, the start of the season is tonight. The injury caught many by surprise and provides a reason for concern for New Orleans. You think? You guys didn't know he had an off-season surgery or he had a broken foot? So it says, so far in two seasons, and again, folks, I am reading this article from Sporting News, so just want y'all to know where I got this article from. Zion Williams has an injury history. And so far in two seasons, it says Williamson has struggled to stay on the floor, battling a series of ailments that predates even his time at Duke. Williamson missed several months during high school due to a minor knee injury sustained from a fall. He had the broken shoe incident. Everybody remember that, where he busted out of his shoes at Duke. And that resulted in a grade one knee sprain that caused him to miss 3 weeks before he ultimately returned for the NCAA tournament. Then after he was drafted number one overall in the 2019 draft, Williamson took a shot to the knee just minutes into his NBA Summer League debut, which forced the team to shut him down as a precaution. Then, during the preseason, he suffered a torn meniscus, which kept him out of the lineup, which delayed the start of his rookie campaign. You're on the line with the Rat Pack. Who am I speaking with?
Bartog.
I thought so, bro, but I felt like it was kind of early. I felt like it was kind of early for you to be calling in, but I know you said that you were going to call in. And
it is early, but it's early because I have some energy right now, so I figured I'd call in before I got weak again.
Oh, okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got an impromptu by Boss Hogg. If you guys don't know, my man Boss Hogg is dealing with a little bit of a COVID battle right now. So That is what he is saying by a little bit of energy. What is going on, man?
Well, I'm on day 7 of the COVID. And this is absolute hell.
What is the worst part about it?
The pain, the body aches.
So
I have body aches when I don't have a fever. You have to, you know, you're fighting through the pain of body aches constantly. For me, that's been the worst part. I've done, you know, several different things as far as treatment. The best thing for me has been a mixture of 800 milligrams of ibuprofen and 500 milligrams of Tylenol.
Okay.
That has kept my fever at bay. It's kept my body aches to a minimum.
But you have to continue. You have to take that on a routine to keep everything somewhat tolerable.
Yeah. You've got to stay on top of it, or else once that medicine wears off, boy, I am a miserable human being.
Well, you buy. The kids are with moms, or
yeah, the kids live with their moms, so yeah, I'm
so you just solo.
Yep. But yeah, it's been. I mean, I started getting symptoms last Thursday. I started getting some symptoms. And then last Friday I had this headache that was just, it wasn't on migraine level, but it almost felt stroke-ish, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like very lightheaded and had this major head rush, Friday. And then, but I didn't have the fever or anything. And then I called football on Saturday, and then I took my son comes down and he works for me at the football games. So I took him back to his mom, and when I took him back to his mom, I started feeling the body aches and stuff. So I had her take my temperature when I was up there, and I was still normal at that point. But then when I left, and it's about a 30-35 minute drive home, by the time I got home and retook my temperature, I was already at 100.5.
Dang, so it just go from like zero to 100 like in no time.
Yeah. And I've never gotten higher than 101 on my temperature, which has been very good because I've known people who have been upwards of 102, 103, 104 degrees with their temperatures. But I haven't gotten any higher than 101. So I've been lucky there. But each day brings a new adventure to this thing. I kid you not, each day was something different. You know, the first 2 days it was pretty normal. I shouldn't say normal, but it was just Saturday night. It was just the fever, so I was just taking the Tylenol and the Motrin. And then Sunday I went and got an at-home test and tested myself, and it came back positive. So I called all the necessary people for work and everything, and then Monday was body aches like you would not believe. The fever wouldn't break. I couldn't stay on top of the drugs enough on Monday. Yesterday was yesterday brought a new adventure, and then today I've been vomiting all day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Started about 3:30 last night, and I've thrown up probably 6 times since then.
Ooh.
Yeah, I couldn't even keep water down. I would take a sip of water and it would just be spitting it right back into the sink.
Well, hopefully you're getting ready to be on the backside of this thing, man. I mean, you're already.
I'm on the back end. I mean,
you're already
like I said,
7 days
day 7,
in, right?
So they gave me permission to go back to work on Monday if I feel up to it, but I don't know. We'll see how this progresses over the weekend.
Well, Monday would be what? About.
Monday would be
12 days.
Because today is day 7.
8, 9, 10, 13, 12. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you may be on the backside and experience the worst. I mean, you've already had the fever and the aches and all that stuff.
I still have the fever and the aches, bro. That has not gone away.
What?
I mean, that is one thing. That is one thing that has been constant is the fever and the aches through the whole thing. Is just it hasn't gone. If I don't stay on top of my meds, taking the Tylenol and ibuprofen. If I don't stay on top of that, I will be. I'm miserable. I mean, literally, I'm miserable.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother. Like I said before, man, you got this. I know it sucks, I believe it's a battle that many of us will face, as you can't really avoid it. You know, if you're out and about and you're around people, you can't really. You can take all the safe precautions you can. I just don't feel like, you know, unless you're one of those, you know, ones who have the asymptomatic, positive test results, or you're one of those people that you may have the loss of smell. Loss of taste and, very limited, symptoms. Everybody body is different. Everybody bodies respond differently to this thing. So,
knock on wood, I never lost my sense of smell or taste.
Hey, okay. So a little bit of trivia here. Would you go through the fever and the aches, or would you rather just not have that and not be able to taste and not be able to smell?
Because I really never lost my appetite either until today.
Yeah.
I think I would rather put up with the fever and that body aches so that I could still eat, taste everything, smell everything. I think I would rather go through those chills, even though some of those chills were just so. They were so. I mean, sometimes I'd wake up in the middle of the night. Like the other night, it was 2:30 in the morning, and my medicine had wore off, and so I had to get up and take medicine in the middle of the night, and then I had to wait for it to kick in before I could go back to bed. And that's another thing. I really have not gotten a good sleep. In this entire week, I have not gotten good sleep at all, because I'm either waking up in the middle of the night taking medicine, or I'm waking up in the middle of the night throwing up, or I'm waking up in the middle of the night just because the illness is taking over my body, and my body's not performing the way it should be.
Yeah.
It's just I haven't been able to sleep, but. I think I would much rather have, and some of those chills and some of those aches that you get, man, they last. I mean, if I wasn't on top of medicine like the other night, some of those chills, you would send a shiver down your body, and it would last a good 30 seconds to a minute.
Oh, man, that's a long time.
And then the cough, that was the other thing. The cough I developed is just, when I cough, it goes from my toes to my head, and it hurt. I mean, it hurts. It is not just it's not one of those flu-like coughs or chest, you know, where you got a chest cold or something and you're trying to cough up that
mucus,
that stuff in your chest. Yeah. I mean, this stuff, excuse me, this, I mean, when I cough, it hurts. And it's not just, I mean, it's a cough that comes from the toes. It doesn't come from the chest. It doesn't come from the gut. It's like coming from the toes all the way up the body, and it hurts. But outside of, you know, I mean, I think I've had it fairly light compared to some other people, of course, but
yeah.
It's just, it's not fun. It is not fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's you know, some of the stories, you know, that we hear with some, and like I say, others, you know, it's be like, you know, I feel fine, and then others, you know, get mild to severe. But yeah, man, it's good to. Good to hear you, you know, come on and just talk about it and have a little bit of energy to do something.
So yeah, you got. I mean, if you get it, just lots of fluids and make sure you have lots of Tylenol and lots of Motrin.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me pick up the line here because we got William Graves also on the line with us. What is going on, William?
How are you doing, Tebow?
Doing good, man. We got Boss Hogg as an early entry tonight on the show. He had a little bit of energy, so he's on the line with us right now.
Boss Hogg, how you feeling, brother?
Well, right now I feel okay. That's why I'm on the show. But I told Debo I'd call in, talk a little bit about my experiences with the vid, and you know, maybe talk a little football before
yeah.
The, okay.
Yeah, we can do that, man. We can get into a little bit of football before you have to, you know, graciously bow out. I know you're not gonna be able to hang out with us for long, but we get into some football, man. You want to talk about last week games, or you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about some breaking news that happened earlier this evening.
What? Breaking news?
Yeah. The Miami Dolphins and Houston Texans have the groundwork set for a trade that would send Deshaun Watson to Miami.
You know.
And it could be finalized by the end of this week.
Oh, man.
You know, my personal opinion, that's all well and good, but it doesn't matter who you have under center. Their offensive line is atrocious. Like, Miami's.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah, it
like,
is. Yeah.
It's kind of like my fantasy football team, you know? Kind of that little film Below the Toilet.
Yeah, you know.
Their offensive line is pretty, like Swiss
cheese. It's atrocious,
now,
man.
Did the Dolphins lose, like some key like players from the offensive line from last season, because I feel like last season they were a lot better protecting Fitzpatrick than they are this
year. They were a lot better protecting Fitzpatrick and protecting Tua and running the football. But now they, I don't know, I didn't think they lost anybody. The only one that I know they lost was Ereck Flowers, and he came back to Washington.
Yeah, but, I mean, Ereck Flowers, I mean, he's okay. But I mean, would losing him make that profound of an impact on an offensive line like that?
No, he's just one guy, and he's a guard. You know, he's not like a left tackle or anything. He's a, you know, he's the starting guard. It's totally different. I just think Miami is in. I don't know why they want to give up on Tua so quickly. But it seems that the rumors are that it's a three-team deal and that Tua's coming to Washington. I don't buy that. J.P. Finley, who is a Washington insider, he squashed that real quick too. He said he talked to somebody inside the organization and he got a resounding no, that they're not interested in Tua.
Well, I mean, why? In all fairness, why would they be? Because I mean, let's face it, the oldest quarterback on their roster is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Okay, and Fitzpatrick was brought in for just that. He was brought in my opinion, he was brought in for his veteran leadership. You have two young guys. One of them, I really do think that he can be your guy's answer to the starting quarterback spot, and that's Taylor Heinicke. So why would you bring in another young guy that has all the potential in the world to start to sit him at best as a backup? I mean, unless he just comes in and blows everybody away and gets the starting job.
Well, I'm not sold on Taylor Heinicke. I mean, he's done good. He's done some good things, but he hasn't won the starting job permanently from when Fitzpatrick gets healthy again. I think Fitzpatrick will go back to being the starter. Washington is not sold on any of the quarterbacks coming out in the 2022 draft. They don't like any of them in the first round. They don't have a first-round grade right now. As of right now, anyways, they don't have a first-round grade on any of the quarterbacks coming out.
I was about to say, there is no quarterback to me coming out in the draft that has a first-round grade. And, yes, I do understand that I did say I felt at the beginning of the season that Spencer Rattler could potentially be a first-round draft pick, and I have since changed my stance on that because I mean he's not even starting in college football, so and he was the only guy that I could see with that first round grade. Now somebody may come out and just blow everybody away the second half of the college football season, but to me I don't see that.
I honestly think when this is all said and done, they are going to make a strong run at Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
You know what?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
I think they will make a strong run at Aaron Rodgers in the offseason.
But now let me ask you this. Do you think Washington would give Aaron Rodgers the same, I guess, the same amount of rope as what the Buccaneers gave to Tom Brady? Because, I mean, let's face it, whoever Tom Brady wants in Tampa, Tom Brady gets in Tampa. So I'm just curious. Do you think it's going to be a similar situation with Aaron Rodgers and the Washington football team?
No. I think you could see a potential that if I think you could see a potential with Rodgers and Devontae, but that's about it.
I could see that. I almost want to say it's a foregone conclusion wherever Aaron Rodgers winds up, Devontae Adams is at least going to try to get on the team.
Right, right. And honestly, if we were to do something like that where we trade, you know, where we traded for Rodgers, and then I believe Devontae is a free agent at the end of the year. So if we traded for Rodgers and then signed Devontae with the people that we have now on the outside, there should be no way that we should not be a legitimate contender then next year.
Well, you almost have to think that the Aaron Rodgers effects, it would have to be similar to the Brady effect, that whatever team those individual players are on automatically at least become a playoff team. And I do think that with the way that the NFC East is, your guys' biggest challenge would be Dallas.
Oh, by far.
And I'm sorry, but that's also contingent that Dak Prescott stays healthy. I mean, you know, knock on wood, so far so good. You know, he hasn't had any injuries. But
Don't say that. He's hurt right now. He got hurt on the last play. When he threw that touchdown pass.
He has had no big sustainable injuries like he has in the past. How is that?
Well, he's only had the one sustainable injury where he broke his leg. I mean, other than that, he hasn't really had been injured at all. But he did strain a calf muscle on Sunday. They have a bye week this week, so he's lucky there.
Well, I guess if he was going to get injured, it would be at the right time. But Aaron Rodgers in a Washington Red Wolves uniform, that definitely puts you guys as a contender.
Hold on. Say that again. What? You just gonna get him a name, huh?
He's just gonna try to slip that in there every time we talk.
What? Who, me? Nah. What are you guys talking about?
Red Wolves.
Yeah, you just want the, you want that name so bad. You're gonna speak it into existence, huh?
Yeah, he's gonna. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, look. What is it that those people do when they say that they do something into existence? They like think about it really hard or something like that. Forget what the term is, but yeah.
They will it into existence.
Yeah, it's called the Jedi mind trick.
Yep.
All right, Jedi ladies.
They will it into existence.
Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen. As I said earlier, we was gonna have a nice little lineup for us today on the show. Right now.